Every fourth Thursday of November, the nation celebrates Thanksgiving, a holiday centered around a peaceful but fictional feast of the native Wampanoag tribe and English pilgrims fleeing religious persecution. This make-believe communal meal happened only once before the pilgrims began to annihilate the natives. Often left out of the Thanksgiving narrative is the genocide of some 700 members of the Pequot tribe by English and Dutch mercenaries. Also omitted are the stories of thousands of indigenous Americans sold into slavery by way of England. The people of the Patox, Wampanoag, and Pequot tribes welcomed the immigrant Europeans fleeing tyranny with open arms, not knowing that these same people would contribute to their genocide. While strolling social media 3 days after this nation celebrated the so-called Thanksgiving holiday, I was heartbroken to see a video of South Americans being tear gassed at the U.S.-Mexico border. In the video I watched, I could hear someone saying, "Please cover the children." On soil where indigenous Americans once welcomed fleeing Europeans, we now shoot tear gas at South Americans trying to do the same things the pilgrims did. When did we become so inhumane? When did we become so anti-human? I believe it began with the narrative of dehumanization, a narrative that criminalized an entire ethnic group and labeled them illegal aliens all out of fear. Fear causes people to become desensitized to humanity. No human being is illegal. As a nation, it's time we remind ourselves of our own words. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.